Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, traders just could not get excited about the prospect of cattle prices this week after some limited cash trading did take place at $2 lower yesterday. We didn't see any trade here in our part of the country. It'll be interesting to see how packers will approach the market today. They'll need to purchase cattle to procure the desired numbers for the week. However, they may begin to slow chain speed as has been anticipated. Box beef prices did jump up a little bit. Choice up $6.31. Select was up 63 cents. Meanwhile, hogs showed some follow-through but were able to close higher in most contracts. February struggled and could not close higher due to premium to cash. It was a good close considering the weakness of cutouts, which fell $5.37. Generally, this would have put significant pressure on the market but was offset somewhat by cash being up $2.26 on the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report. Problem is that 2 days of higher cash has been the pattern and generally expected, leaving cutouts as the main driver of the market. Kansas City wheat up about a penny early today, the March contract that is, a quiet start, but also holding on to yesterday's 18¾ cent gain. March Chicago wheat's up 3 cents. Friday's WASDE report shouldn't show much change to USDA's 571 million bushels estimate of U.S. ending wheat stocks, the lowest in 15 years. March corn up about a penny early today, finding light support after yesterday's 4 cent gain, a break in the recent selling with USDA. USDA's next WASDE report, which comes out tomorrow morning. The report is apt to show a higher estimate for U.S. ending stocks in 22 and 23, possibly a 50 million bushel reduction. January soybeans up 5 cents early today, supported by small gains of both soybean meal and soybean oil. And just in the past week and a half, the market has gone from soybean oil being the admired darling of the soy complex to soybean meal now being the new shiny toy everyone wants. The futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, livestock futures yesterday, December live cattle up 37, 151.92. February down 7, 153.55. January feeder cattle down 90, 180.90. March down 90 cents, 183.25. And February hogs down 27 cents, 86.65. Now, Kansas City wheat. March is up 18¾, 848¾. The May was up 18½, 844½. Chicago wheat, March up 20½, 749½. May up 20 cents, 759¾. March corn up 4 cents, 641¼. The May's up 3¾, 642¾. January up 17 cents, 1472.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.